You are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
I want to talk this morning about your real purpose on planet Earth. And I want to continue the series on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. What defines you? Who defines you? Why are you alive today? Why are you not in heaven yet? One day when you breathe out your last breath, where will you end? In heaven or in hell? Because there's only two places you can go. So my message this morning, for a couple of moments, ambassadors for Christ. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9, the Bible says, therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be pleasing to Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Hallelujah. That each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror or the judgment of God, we persuade men. But we are well known to God, and I also trust well known in your conscience. For we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you an opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are of a sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us. Say, the love of Christ compels me. No, come on, everybody. This is Sunday morning. Jesus is alive. You are alive. Say, the love of Christ compels me. Because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Look at the person next to you and say, you're a new creature. Come on, say to your beautiful wife, say, you're a beautiful creature. Hallelujah. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Say it this morning. Say, I am an ambassador for Christ. I am an ambassador for Christ. Before you're an ambassador for your political party, before you're an ambassador of your culture, before you are an ambassador of your language, you are an ambassador for Christ. Hallelujah. Ambassador for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. I've told you this passage deals with your walk, which is the love walk, your identity, which is who you are in Christ, your calling, why you're alive on planet Earth. Paul the Apostle starts by saying, the love of God compels us. The word love we saw is the word that controls us and holds us together. As God's people, everything we say and do should be motivated by the love of God. Not by our anger, not by our resentment, not by hurt, not by bitterness, not by the past. Everything we say and do must be motivated by the love of God. The Bible says, by this all men will know that you are my disciples, by the love you have one for another. So love should be the beginning and the end of every tweet, of every conversation that you have. Somebody say, love. Come on. Love. We're not going to lose ourselves in the midst of elections. As Christians, we are firstly called to love. To love your enemies. To love those who are different to you. This is our assignment from God, to walk in love. The second thing the Apostle Paul says is, we regard no one according to the flesh. That means we no longer evaluate people based on what they have and what they look like. We reject racist views. We reject fleshly views. We reject carnal views of people. We see people through the eyes of Jesus, reconciled to God. We see people equal before God. Come on, say amen this morning. We see people washed in the blood of Jesus. We see people reconciled to God. So we believe as Christians there is one race. That's not the Afrikaner race or the Khoza race or the Sotho race or the Zulu race. There is only one race, and that is the human race. Oh, come on, give the Lord a bit of a hand clap. We don't get divided based on our skin pigmentation. Sure, we see difference, diversity. Pastor Cello, come here quickly. We see diversity. I mean, obviously, everybody there can see that he's got a little bit more color and I've got a little bit less color. But he ain't black and I ain't white. That's white. This is black. So, I mean, people still struggle at the infancy of Christianity, which is we regard people according to the flesh. I said to a politician recently, I said, well, my son was sitting next to me. I said, well, he can't become part of your political party because you like the old South Africa, whites only. All you've got now is an invisible blacks only. I said, we're part of a greater kingdom. We're part of a heavenly kingdom. In God's kingdom, you are not defined by your skin color. You are not defined by your skin pigmentation. We regard no one according to the flesh. From now on, Paul says, from now on. Why? Because we are controlled by the love of God. We are held together by the love of God. When people discriminate against me, I don't lose myself. I am compelled. I am controlled by the love of God to walk in forgiveness. Not to be a hater, but to be a lover. We regard no one according to the flesh. We do not regard your bank balance, and because of your bank balance, you're more important. We do not regard your yesterday, and because you were a sinner yesterday, you're not important today. The Bible says we regard no one. We do not regard your race when you walk through these doors. Hallelujah. Nou, ek wil vir julle sê ek is 'n Afrikaner en ek moes leer. Alhoewel Afrikaners presierig is, is Afrikaners nie beter as ander mense nie. Jy is deel van die mensdom. Jy is geskape in die ewe beeld van God. So ook is die Khoza en die Zulu en die Sotho. En is slegs in God se koninkryk wat ons verenig is. Daarom sê God, in Christ, I no longer regard you. I don't want to go to a church where the pastor is white. Excuse me. I mean, if you're a member with this color paint on your skin, and somebody says, I don't want to go to a church because the pastor is white, you say, I haven't seen that white pastor. What pastor are you talking about? Because I don't regard him according to the flesh. I regard him according to the Christ. So we reject racist views. I know people in the world, but we're not of the world. In the world, people want to focus on differences. God says you are different. You are diverse, but you are the same because you are in Christ. You are different, but you are equal. In Christ, you are the same. In Christ, you have no past, you have a future. So we regard no one according to the flesh, because when you lie in a hospital and you need O positive blood, you don't ask whose blood was it. It's O positive blood because the life is in the blood. When you get a kidney, you don't ask was it a black man's kidney, a white man's kidney. It's a kidney because it's a human being created in the image of God. Come on, when you stand before God one day, God is not going to say you were a white man so you have a special place in heaven. No. So South Africa, we regard no one according to the flesh. We regard no one according to the... I mean, how is this the very area that people still struggle and stumble at? This is the entrance into God's kingdom. You enter a new walk, which is the love walk. You are now controlled by the love of God. Not by your anger. Not by your bitterness. Not by your resentment. Not by your pain of yesterday. And now, as a child of God, you say, I'm going to get even. What do you mean even? You want to get even, you need to get to the foot of the cross, because the ground is even at the foot of the cross. Come on. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. This is where we're going to find one another. Right at the foot of the cross. Come on. We're going to find one another, because the ground is level at the cross. The ground is level at the cross. We meet one another at the cross. And at the cross, we are reconciled, not only to God, but we are reconciled one to another in the name of Jesus. Do you think, brothers, we are reconciled so that we no longer regard any man according to the flesh. Which brings me to number three, what the Apostle Paul says. Come on. Oh, come on, give the Lord a praise in the house. Come on. Hallelujah. We need to hear this message in South Africa now. And then Paul says, the third thing Paul says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That means in Christ, I don't have a past. In Christ, I was blind, but now, in the world, I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm found. The life I now live, I no longer live as a white South African, as an Afrikaner. I live as a new creature. Galatians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul says, as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy from God our Father. For in Christ neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, the Bible says, and the it's no longer I that live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So number one, I'm controlled by the love of God. Number two, I regard no one according to the flesh. Different, yet the same. Diverse, God's genius. Think how boring it would be if everybody looked like you. Really, your life already is boring because you just hang out with people who think like you, walk like you, talk like you. Everybody has the same opinion. How boring. I like to hang out with people who make me think. People who think different to me. I like to get into other cultures and find out what those cultures are about. So we celebrate culture. We celebrate, may I say, color without being divided. So yes, black is beautiful and white is beautiful and Asian is beautiful. God made this world a rainbow nation exactly the way he wanted us to be. But we all come from one blood. So you must open with the swart mense. Bly maar net stil. Say eina, maar niks anders nie. Or the whiteies. As a Christian, I mean, before I got saved, let's talk about our BC days. Before Christ, before I was saved, I was a sinner. My nature was hate. So I was raised to be a hater, a racist, angry. But then I stepped into Jesus and I stepped into reconciliation. How can I now be in Christ and I'm a divider? How can I be in Christ and not love my brother, love the other person? I don't care what your political persuasion is. You've got the right to stand for your conviction. But more than that, you better be the ambassador of God that we're going to talk about today. Whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, a sportsman, an entertainer, a politician, an engineer, an architect, whatever you are firstly an ambassador for Christ. I mean, Paul makes it very clear that those who live should no longer live for themselves. People still talk to me today and say, my people. One day we had a children's party and a political leader stood up and said, it's not right that these people look after our people. Afterwards, my mother was shocked and I walked to the person and I said, excuse me, it's not just your people, it's our people. These children is our people as well. This is our people. We are reconciled by the love of God. Oh, come on, somebody. Shout amen and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Vierster commentary says the following. Listen and get it. Because Christianity without love is religion. It's an abomination. How can we justify excluding people, oppressing people, sidelining people in the name of Christianity? If the first step into Christianity is love, God so loved the world. God so loved the world. The whole world. Your world, my world, our world. God loves the whole world. So watch what you say about people. The Bible says, for this reason, many of you are weak and feeble and sickly because you don't discern the body. So before you came to Christ, you could say certain things. But after you've come to Christ, you have a different nature. You now represent someone else. You represent someone else. We are His ambassadors. We're fighting for heaven's cause. Cause. Amen. So heaven's cause would be to fight against social injustice. So if we have a government that now decides they're going to oppress white people, we'll stand up in love against oppression, any form of oppression. Amen. Thank you for that. It's like now some people think, well, it's our time. No, it's always been the church's time. It's always been the church's time. It's our time. We are the salt. We are the light. We are the ambassadors. The sad thing was, in every nation, when the church no longer functions clearly, walking in love, number one, love for all people, love, unconditional love. Number two, not regarding people according to appearance. That's the church's commission. Number three, regarding the new creation above everything else. And then number four, being the ambassador for Christ. The ambassador. I say to every politician we meet, you are first and foremost. You don't sit and criticize me when you see a picture on social media. You don't know what was communicated for half an hour behind closed doors. You know nothing. So keep your mouth shut in the name of Jesus, because there's one thing this man will not do. I will not compromise the gospel of Jesus Christ, because I'm clear about my assignment that we are ambassadors. But before we have the right to speak to people, we have to love people and accept people unconditionally. And not sit in your corner and point a finger and shout at people. Nobody will listen to you. Anybody can be a hater. So we engage people as God's ambassadors. Not with a religious agenda. I mean, Jesus never came to you and told you everything wrong about your life. As a matter of fact, he came to you and he treated you better than you deserve. He came and he treated you regardless of your sin. Most Christians don't get it because they're so judgmental, self-righteous, legalistic, that the devil doesn't even have to do the work in the church, because they're not motivated by love. They're not fueled by the love of God. They have no understanding of who they really are and what their true commission is. They're just like everybody else in the world. The world gets mad, they get mad. Whatever fuels people, they get fueled by it. And it shocks me when every Christian jumps on the bandwagon. You cannot stand for truth, which is for God, which is for the love of God. You are God's ambassador. You are God's representative. May I remind you that an ambassador is a representative in a foreign country of his country. So you're in this world, but you're not of this world. As a Christian, you represent another country. Paul in Philippians 3 verse 20 says, he says, our citizenship is in heaven. He says, you are a sojourner. You are a pilgrim. This world is not yours. John 14, Jesus said, I'm running ahead of myself. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I'm going to prepare a place. And then one day I'm going to come and I'm going to take you to your real country. Your real country. Your real country. So people slave for this world. People neglect their families for this world. People ruin their marriages for this world. But this world is not your inheritance. It's not your portion. Your kingdom is not of this world. Jesus made it very clear. So an ambassador is a representative, an important official that represents his country to a foreign country. He lives in that country, but he never becomes, listen, a citizen of that country. Are you getting it? He represents the government of his home country. He represents the constitution and the policies of his home country. He represents the culture of his home country. Well, you in this world, not of this world. You are called by God as his ambassador. Paul made it very clear that those who live should no longer live for themselves. You are in this world not to represent yourself, but to represent him. That they should no longer live for themselves, but for him. So you represent the government of heaven wherever you are. As a doctor, as a lawyer, as a teacher, as a student. You don't get involved in those social committees which spit hate and vomit in our country, you alienate yourself. You, if you get involved, it's to reform the hearts of those people through the love of God. You do not become part of those people. You infiltrate to influence. I'm getting quiet in this place. Don't worry, I don't care. I'm on solid ground because on Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. I don't care if you agree. This is the Bible. This is the word. And you'll stand before God because the Bible says we started today. You will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ and you will give account for God for every word that you spoke in the life that you lived. That's what the Bible says. So I'm not going to play for the audience of people down here. I know there's a greater audience that watches. His name is God Almighty. Come on. And I know that I will stand before that God one day and give account to that God for the life that I live, the life He called. No, come on, somebody shout yeah or amen or something. Hallelujah. So as God's ambassador, you are called to represent the government of heaven. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. John 20:21, Jesus said, as my Father sent me, so sent I you. You have an assignment that's above every other assignment. You have a calling. You have a mission to reconcile the world. You have a ministry, the ministry of reconciliation. You have a message, the message of reconciliation, to unite, to heal. So you represent, as an ambassador, your government, which is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You represent your culture. What is that? Love. The culture of heaven is love. I don't represent my pain, my anger, my bitterness. I'm an ambassador of the kingdom. The culture of the kingdom is love. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples by the love you have one for another. If you only love those who love you, what reward have you? Even the sinners do the same. Before I got saved, I loved my friends, the people who thought like me, walked like me. We fought together in the bars. We got drunk together. We got high together. We were close, man. But we liked nobody else. So we'd go to the party and we'd send the young, smallest guy in and he'd be the bait. Now the devil does the same, he's got bait. He wants to get you to react. So we'd send the smallest guy in and if he came out with a blue eye, I had a friend like Anton Ter Blanche, God bless him. We always send him in, he was a book for sports, he's an alcohol, and he would, and then we would go. We were close. But we loved those who loved us. We couldn't love those who were not like us. Forgive me now, the Engelser. Then God gave me an English wife. Colonial English wife. And God cured me for life. Okay. I joke about these things, but it's true. Then God called me to the ministry. Went on mission trips to Botswana to save people. And I was a racist. Can you imagine? I didn't know it. But I had the Holy Ghost who started working in my heart. Because we would take the interpreter, Abel Mochudi, with us. And I was the one, a team of six, five white people, one black person for the sake of this teaching, because I don't recognize color, but to help you where you are. And I would, me personally, would mark his utensils, Abel. His water bottle, Abel. Everything Abel. See his tent over there, Abel. But now we're preaching the gospel together. But I don't want to drink out of the same water bottle. I don't want to eat with the same utensils. And I'm thinking I'm doing the work of the Lord until the Holy Ghost knocked me. Realizing I want to save people, but I don't even see people as people. Now this was back in 1985, let me just tell you. I've come a long way since then, amen. I'm not what I used to be. Thank God for His grace. Thank God. Oh, come on, thank God for His mercy. Everybody of you, you cannot be what you used to be. You need to be on the journey of transformation, on the journey of change. You need to love your world, be an ambassador of God. Love your world back to God because that's what the Bible says. It's an amazing passage of scripture that the Apostle Paul talks about. He says, God Himself is crying through us to our world. Be reconciled to God. Everything I say and do should be fueled and motivated by the love of God. This love that is all-inclusive. This love that says everybody is welcome. I want you to close your eyes, forget about everyone. And I'm going to lead you in a little prayer according to the Bible that will change you and reconcile you back to God. Everybody pray with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Christ. I believe you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. Save me, Lord. Be my Lord, be my Savior. I accept you into my heart today. Thank you for believing in me, for saving my soul. I receive your forgiveness right now. I receive a brand new start. In Jesus' name, I'm your child, forgiven, saved by your grace. I'm free in Jesus' name. Thank you. I belong to you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.